The National Weather Service spring flooding outlook is predicting river levels consistent with last year, and while the next 30 days look to be drier, it's still too early to know what the spring may bring. In 2019, Illinois accumulated more than $69 million in flood damage, affecting more than two dozen counties. More than 1,000 miles of roads and bridges in Illinois were impacted by the floodwaters. Service hydrologist Mary Lamb with the National Weather Service in Paducah says heavy rains through the end of 2019 are setting up conditions similar to last year.
As we head into 2020, every round of heavy rain that we get, we're going to see some minor to even moderate flooding.
Warmer temperatures during the winter months leave more water in the atmosphere, leading to an increase in rainfall.
Our ground is still very wet, and it's just not going to take much with each heavy rain event that we do get to cause some flooding.
Lamb says when the northern temperatures start to rise, that also increases the potential for flooding.
We do start looking at snow melt upstream coming down from either the Ohio Valley or down the Mississippi.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.